There's a lot we can talk about as far as these different diagnoses. A lot I can discuss, but I just want to give you some concise value, which is simply that if you get a USMLE question where they mention a tender slash painful thyroid gland, the answer is going to be subacute granulomatous thyroiditis, aka de Quervain thyroiditis, aka simply subacute thyroiditis, okay? All the same thing. I'd say maybe 80% of questions are either going to say subacute granulomatous thyroiditis or de Quervain thyroiditis. So right here, I wrote just simply subacute thyroiditis. That'll show up about 20% of the time. For some magical reason, that confuses students. They're looking for de Quervain or they're looking for the word granulomatous. They don't see it. Same fucking thing, okay? Subacute thyroiditis. I just reinforced that point. So this can present as either hypo or hyper. It tends to be hyper that they give you for most stems. Once again, a lot we can chat about, but you need to know that de Quervain is caused by viral infection almost always. So vignettes for USMLE will usually not mention viral infection. Like imagine like most people with COVID-19, right? Completely asymptomatic, but they have a viral infection. Similar for USMLE. They need not say that the guy had cough, coryza, or conjunctivitis. They don't need to say any of that. But you just have a patient who has a tender slash painful thyroid. Tender simply means pain on palpation, but they mention a tender, painful thyroid gland, and the patient could be hypo or hyper. You know right away the answer is de Quervain subacute granulomatous thyroiditis, aka subacute thyroiditis. Now, a factoid I can tell you that's really, really, really high yield for this condition that this question does not specifically address is that if they ask you anything about radioiodine uptake into the thyroid gland, you need to know that it's decreased in subacute thyroiditis, irrespective, okay, regardless of whether you're hyper or hypo. So you say, that's really fucking weird. Like, how can you be hyperthyroid and have decreased uptake? It's because the thyroid gland's not producing thyroid hormone. That's why. It's inflammation. It's thyroiditis. So you get increased spacing between the cells of the thyroid gland, the epithelial cells, allowing that thyroid hormone to escape into the blood, but there's no overproduction. So if you have hyperthyroid and you have overproduction, if you have increased uptake, that's usually Graves' disease if it's diffuse uptake. It could be a local or a focal nodular uptake. That would be consistent with a toxic adenoma if it's a singular nodular uptake. If you have many nodules, it could be toxic multinodular goiter, which is seen in elderly. So a lot we can chat about, but I want you to really take home as a key point that number one, if you have a tender slash painful thyroid, answer de Quervain subacute granulomatous thyroiditis, aka subacute thyroiditis. And then the other really high yield point is uptake is always low for subacute thyroiditis, even if you're hyper. Okay, everyone fucks that up, so I'm really just drilling that in right now. So the treatment here is aspirin. Students often choose steroids. Wrong answer, okay? It's aspirin. Looking at some of the other answer choices, Graves, that's going to be hyperthyroidism, and you're going to have increased uptake, okay? Diffusely increased uptake. Factoid is that the mechanism is activating antibodies against the TSH receptor. Those antibodies are called TSI, thyroid stimulating immunoglobulin. And you can treat Graves' disease with propylthiouracil, methimazole. A lot we can chat about. I don't really want to do a 90-minute presentation right now, but that's some concise value. Hashimoto thyroiditis, that's hypothyroidism. And the mechanism for that is going to be antibodies against thyroperoxidase, or thyroglobulin. So patient will have increased TSH, okay? Decreased uptake, and you can treat that with levothyroxine usually. Rarely, you can just give T3, which is triiodothyronine, levothyroxine being T4 analog of thyroxine. And then finally, we look at suppurative thyroiditis and toxic multinodular goiter. Suppurative thyroiditis, never an answer on the USMLE. Suppurative just means pus, okay, as if you have some sort of infection. That's why it's a distractor here. Once again, I've never seen that as an answer. as a correct answer, but if they were to give you a vignette of a bacterial infection, an actual erythema, if they were to mention maybe an echo was performed showing fluid accumulation, then that could theoretically be suppurative thyroiditis. But once again, I've never seen that as a correct answer on any NBME material. And then toxic multinodular goiter, that's the most common cause of hyperthyroidism in elderly, okay? So of course you can get Graves in elderly, but the reason I'm telling you that is sometimes a student will get a vignette where the patient, such as in this case, is 26, and they're like, could this be toxic multinodular goiter? No, because toxic multinodular goiter is elderly, okay? So that's pretty much it here. Once again, could do a 90-minute presentation. I'll create some other questions addressing other high-yield points, but that's it for now.